Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Everybody stop what you're doing, please!
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Where's the hammer?
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
Is it on the... Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
These are the wrong plans. These are the old plans.
Oh. Welcome to...
Stop it! Stop
Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is the midweek special. This is where we talk home improvement every single week, and this is where we play a little catch-up and talk about the, hot items of discussion in between the shows on the weekend. Thanks for tuning in. Well, today I wanted to talk about something that everybody's out there doing a little bit early this year, and you know, something I have been one of the biggest, I've been waving the flag of keep Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving, and let Christmas be Christmas. And I've always been the one socially fighting the Christmas ornaments coming up right after Labor Day kind of thing. That's always been my jam, but I'll be honest, this year I kind of laid that sword down and went, you know, let's just go with a little bit of fun and happiness and I hope to get through 2020 all in one piece. Now, as long as 2021 doesn't say, hey, hold my beer, I think we're going to be all okay. Well, today I want to talk about something that we're not going to get to this weekend, we didn't get to last weekend, is just safely decorating around your house. Now, there are some things you can do that will add so much holiday cheer, and there are things you can do to ruin your year. That even rhymed. Here's the thing. I personally know a handful of people that putting up their exterior Christmas lights, they didn't have an outlet that was in a great location, so they ran a nice medium-duty extension cord under the garage door. Quite frankly, within a couple weeks, they burnt their house down. Because that garage door pinched the extension cord, shorted the extension cord out, caused a fire, and then it's all over. I've seen so many garage fires that went into the garage. I know personally someone that lost 3 classic cars in their garage, beautiful cars, that unfortunately weren't even insured, so they lost them because they thought, well, they're parked in the garage, I don't need insurance. And this was probably 20 years ago. That was the earliest one. But nowadays you can get classic car insurance to insure that for, you know, $100 a year. So it's not as big a deal. But where I'm going with this is some of these little decisions you make while you're decorating can destroy your house. So let's talk about a few of those. You know, if you think about the dangerous stuff, one, you know, of course, running extension cords through doorways are a bad idea. 2, make sure that when you're outside using the ladder, putting them out on the outside of the house, doing the Clark Griswold, that you've got some safety going on. That ladder, have it safely placed. There is a cool app for your phone on ladder safety where if you're worried about what that extension ladder angle is, you can open the app up and just look up at ladder safety. It'll come right up, the NIOSH app, and it'll tell you if you've placed your ladder right. And that's pretty cool. And it'll also give you some ladder safety tips. So that's something else that can really help you. You know, between the house fires and the people falling off ladders, there's 2 of your biggest ones right there. So be very safe. And, you know, it's not a bad idea. I've done this before if I've got heights. I had a house that was a real pain to get into because I had a stepped roof that I couldn't get up on an extension ladder with. I was going to have to put a ladder on the secondary roof surface. So I went down to Home Depot Two-Row and rented a lift. Came in there, swung up there, put it up there. And for a couple hundred bucks, I had that thing rented. This was like 6 years ago. It made it so much easier. Laid some plywood down in the front yard, and I was good to go. So that was the easy way to put that up. Not a bad idea if you need to do that. It's worth, quite frankly, you want to be the talk of the neighborhood. Somebody watching you driving across your lawn with plywood and a lift, putting your Christmas lights up. That's how you do the Clark Griswold thing that year. That's how you get everybody's attention in the neighborhood, that you're up in your Christmas game. So that's another way to do it safely, and it's not that expensive to do it considering what your deductible will be for your hospital stay. So really the next thing that I worry about is people decorating too close to heaters and fireplaces. You know, putting that piece of garland that's real next to the space heater or wood fireplace or even gas fireplace. I don't want to see you doing that. And then, of course, the one is I want you to, before you put any lights up, plug them in, spend a minute, and inspect them. Here's the thing. Some people get a little lazy or a little preoccupied not taking those Christmas lights up and down like they should in the house. Because if you think about it, those lights are designed for seasonal use. They're designed to go up for a month and get put back away. I know some people that have accidentally left them up for a year. Well, that year of weather is well beyond their design capacity. So now you can have plastic that's failing. I mean, they're just not meant to be out there 365. And that in itself can be, unless you've bought commercial lights that are meant for full-time exterior applications, you have put something up there that's going to fail prematurely. So you might only get a year or two out of them. Which, you think about it, if those are designed to go up for a month, you put them up for a year, you just basically put 12 complete years of service into those of what they're designed for. That's a lot for Christmas lights. So just think a little bit more about that, about how you're doing that, how you're taking them up and down, and make sure that you're inspecting them. And then third, if you've got that natural Christmas tree, make sure you've got that fire extinguisher, a couple of them in there that could buy you some time. I love natural Christmas trees. We would have one in our house this year if one of Julie's daughters was not allergic and to the mold and mildew that are on them. And she's had multiple stays at the hospital because of it. So we have a plastic one, which looks beautiful. It's a nice one. But still, it's one of those things that if you've got that natural tree, I love the feel, smell, and everything else of them. However, make sure that you're keeping that thing watered if it's a natural one. Make sure that if you're doing a flocked one that you don't water, I mean, that's got some fire retardant in most of those anyway in the flocking, so it's not as big a deal, and you're okay that way. But just make sure that you've got that thing watered, and if it gets too dry, just don't plug it in, especially if you're using those vintage lights that put out so much heat. You know, the LEDs do a good job. I like those, and there's some people that complain about them, but they've gotten great. I've gone to all LEDs just because I like the non-heat part of it. But really, that's kind of where you can do some things that save you some energy as well, and there's nothing wrong with that. Now, again, watch out for those gas and wood fireplaces and those stockings that are hanging over the. Just make sure that you're not reckless with those, because we don't want to see some family heirloom stocking get burned up because somebody turned on the gas fireplace too quickly, or get baked up or melted or whatever else that fabric's made of. So these are things that I just want everybody to just be a little safe with this holiday season. We've had it rough enough in 2020. We don't want to see you pay the price on some damage to your house on top of that. You know, I know in our listening audience, there's hundreds of people that have lost homes with our wildfires out here on the West Coast and everything else out there. So let's just be very, very, very careful with that. Well, coming up this weekend on Around the House with Eric G, we've got a wildly jam-packed show ahead. We're going to be talking with Bradford White about heat pump water heaters that for every dollar you spend on heating water, you get $3 worth of energy out of. So it is the only water heater that actually puts money back in your wallet, which is pretty cool when you're talking about 20% of your heating use. 20% of your energy use in your house is heating water. And so if you can cut that down by two-thirds, It's not a bad place to go. And it's green for the environment. So we're going to talk about that first. Then we're going to be talking with, this is pretty cool, stressless furniture. We're going to have a little furniture talk in there, which we haven't talked a lot about furniture, but this is something, I tell you what, I was here in Portland and stopped in at one of our sponsors, which is Cascade Furniture in Vancouver, and sat in this chair, and it's the most comfortable chair I ever sat in, and it's this beautifully built Norwegian furniture. It's not IKEA or something like that. You know, it'll fit in any style, but we're going to talk to them a little bit. And then there's a big Black Friday sale that's coming up that's going to save you massive money on appliances that I didn't want you to miss. So we'll talk about that as well. That and so much more coming up on Around the House with Eric G. Now, if you want to catch the radio show, and you want to figure out where the radio show is this weekend, the nice thing with that is it's going across the country. Go over to aroundthehouseonline.com and then find your stations list. You can go there. And then the podcast, of course, you will hear two different shows this weekend. The radio show will be cut down a little bit just because we have to cut out a little bit of content to fit it in there. But really, the podcast will have the complete interviews and you can catch it there just due to time and time constraints of how we all fit it in. But if you want the complete interviews, make sure you grab that over on the podcast where you listen to this right here. So make sure you like and subscribe. All right, everybody, that's it for this midweek special. Stay safe out there. Happy Wednesday. Enjoy the week. Take it easy this weekend a little bit if you can, because we've got the holidays coming up and it's a good time to recharge. I'm Eric G, and you've been listening to Around the House.
Around the House with Eric G is produced by Designed by Eric G in association with Salem Media and distributed nationally by the Sun Broadcast Group. All rights reserved. Copyright 2020 Designed by Eric G. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast of all of our shows at aroundthehouseonline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with caulk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.